Hi, my name is Emerson, and I'm 5 years old. And you are listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Emerson, and hello there, kids commuters. Welcome to week two of the Kids Commute Summer Listening Program from Interlaken Public Radio. Today, we're going to hear Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. So let's talk about the composer Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. He was born in the spring of the year 1840 in Russia. He started piano studies when he was 5 years old, and by the time he was eight, he was reading music as well as his parents. When he was 10, he was sent off to prep school 800 miles away from his home to learn music. The first place he studied music was with the Russian Musical Society, and his teacher was the famous pianist and composer Anton Rubinstein. Eventually, Tchaikovsky went to the St. Petersburg Conservatory to study composition. The first public performance of one of his works was in 1865, and his first symphony was completed in 1868 when he was 28 years old. Now, his first job, aside from composing things, was as the professor of music theory at the newly opened Moscow Conservatory. When he was there, he made friends with a group of five Russian composers, otherwise known as the Five or the Mighty Handful. These were composers who believed very strongly that Russian music should have its own distinct sound. I mean, think about it. At the time, most classical music came from Germany or Italy or England, and everybody knew what the classical music from those places sounded like. So their question was, what did Russian music sound like? And in today's music, we're going to hear some of Tchaikovsky's ideas about what Russian music sounded like. And he'd find that Russian sound in his nation's religious hymns and folk music. Eventually, Tchaikovsky became a very well-known and famous composer, writing his Capriccio Italien, his famous symphonies number 4 and 6, his two piano concertos, and the beloved ballet, The Nutcracker. Now, let's jump in on this music, and there is so much to talk about. This is the 1812 Overture, which you may have heard of. It's the one with the cannons. That's what everybody thinks of, or what a lot of people think of when they hear 1812. Really, the thing that most people know the best about the 1812 is just the last about 60 seconds of it. It's what people think of as the good part. So here's a little bit of the good part of the 1812 Overture. But as I said, there's so much more than that. This is a 15-minute piece of music. There are important things happening in the previous 14 minutes. So what are they? Well, Tchaikovsky wrote the 1812 Overture to commemorate Russia's defense of its motherland against Napoleon and his big ol' armies in 1812. Here's what happened. Napoleon took this massive French army to Russia and invaded. They went to go take over. But the Russian soldiers kept falling back, moving deeper and deeper into Russian territory. This was not the result of a fearful Russian army being chicken. Oh, no. This was brilliant strategy. And here's why. Imagine, okay, it's winter in Russia. It's getting really cold. We're getting later and later into the winter season. And winter in Russia is no joke. And here's the French soldiers. They're cold, and they were running out of supplies. And their plan was to take over Russian towns and steal their supplies. But every time the French came to a new town, there was nothing left to steal because the Russian army had burned the towns before they got there. As a result of this strategy, the Russians even burned Moscow. Eventually, Napoleon's armies were defeated by the Russian armies and their biggest weapon that Napoleon hadn't counted on, the Russian winter. This is why Tchaikovsky wrote this music, to celebrate the bravery and the brilliance of the Russian army in 1812. The 1812 Overture debuted 70 years later in August of 1882 in Moscow, which of course had been largely rebuilt. There are lots of musical references and Russian history in the 1812 Overture, so let's jump in now and tell you what to listen for so you know what's going on. The first musical reference happens right away. It's the way the whole 1812 Overture starts, with a hymn from the Russian Orthodox Church. Translated into English, it is, "Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Give victory to our Orthodox Emperor Nicholas Pavlovich over adversaries and your protecting cross to your habitation." Here is what the hymn sounds like when it's sung by a choir. Here is what it sounds like at the beginning of the 1812 Overture. Now here's something cool Tchaikovsky did. You'll hear this hymn at the beginning of the overture in a more quiet way. This helps represent, for instance, the fear of the Russian people knowing that they're going to be invaded by the French. And then you hear it again later, after Russia has been saved in a very big, triumphant way with lots of church bells. So here's what it sounds like at the end, after the Russians have beaten the French. See how it has that big triumphant sound? So keep your ears open. You'll hear that hymn more than once. Up next, I'd like you to keep your ears open for what I call the brave Russian theme. Anytime you hear this little cluster of notes coming together, you can think of it as representing the brave spirit of the Russian people that keeps poking its head up amidst all this warlike chaos. Now, forgive me if that sticks in your head, because those are some of the most famous notes put together ever. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Now they're stuck in your head, too. You're welcome. Now, a little bit after this brave Russian theme, you're going to hear a little bit of the music that represents the French. Now, in this instance, the French are represented by their national anthem, La Marseillaise. Arise, children of the fatherland, the day of glory has arrived. Here's a bit of La Marseillaise as it stands on its own. And here's what it sounds like during its first appearance in the 1812 Overture. So remember, anytime you hear that music in the midst of this orchestral stuff, that represents the French. And you will definitely be hearing La Marseillaise again towards the big bang ending of this piece of music. But we're nowhere near there yet. I told you, there's a lot of stuff in this. Now, amidst the chaos of war, Tchaikovsky wants everybody to remember the soul of the Russian people. And he does that in a cool way by quoting a famous Russian folk song. This was a song for prisoners, people who had been in jail, and it was called At the Gate. And a little bit of the text is, "The locks of which gate will unlock, which unoiled hinges will creak, they will return me freedom following someone's capricious will. I'll remember this moment forever." So again, I've been locked up according to what somebody else wanted, but now I'm free. I'm at the gate. So here's a little bit of that Russian soul at the gate. Here's what the original song sounds like. And here it is used in this quiet section of the 1812 Overture. And the picture that you can keep in your head is, again, that Russian soul appears, the Russians move deeper into Russia, and the next thing you'll hear is the French theme again, chasing the Russians deeper and deeper into their trap, which, again, is the middle of Russia, the middle of winter, with all the buildings in the town burned down. So the Russians pull back, the French move forward. Now, at this point, we're almost 12 minutes into the music, and you can hear from Le Marseillaise it's getting very triumphant, very victorious sounding. Things sound like they're going pretty well for the French. Except now, we get to the cannons. Listen to this. Yep. Boom! Out come the cannons, and this, my friends, is where the French start to go down. And it's really kind of great. As the French go down, Tchaikovsky makes the orchestra wind down. Here's a little bit of the French army winding down. And listen, Tchaikovsky really takes his time with this part, this winding down. You know why? Because we're coming into that last minute or so of this piece that is going to become so ridiculously famous that everybody says get to the good part and they only want to listen to the last minute. Tchaikovsky knows that's coming, so he is taking his sweet time getting you there. And he's doing that on purpose. I love that. And then comes the reward. He goes right back to that hymn we heard at the very beginning of the 1812 overture. That means we've come full circle, kids, and we're about to come screeching to the end. Here's O Lord, Save Thy People again, in case you forgot already. And remember, this time it's got big church bells behind it, because this time it doesn't mean a prayer before a terrible war. It's a happy prayer after the war is over. And now we're pretty much there at the big finish. And it makes a great big deal out of that brave Russian theme we were talking about earlier. Burr, 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 burr. You'll be hearing a lot of that used in its most victorious, triumphant, and excellent way. And one last reference to keep your ears open for. There is yet another hymn that you can hear underneath the brave Russian theme. This one is called God Save the Tsar, who is basically the king of Russia. And here's a little bit of the translated text into English for you. God protect the Tsar, he who holds power, reign for glory, for our glory. That was the Russian national anthem from 1833 until 1917. Here's a little bit of what that hymn sounds like. And trust me, it's very easy to miss because, again, you have all this brave Russian theme music on top and all of the bells and, of course, the cannons. So it can be easy to miss. So there was God Save the Tsar. Keep your ears open. Like I said, you'll hear it towards the very, very end of this piece. Okay, it's taken almost the entire length of the 1812 overture to tell you about all the meat in it and all the good stuff. Now, please enjoy the entire 1812 overture by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. It's performed here by the Cincinnati Pops, conducted by Eric Kunzel. Thank you. Now you know why the 1812 Overture is one of the most famous pieces of classical music ever written. It's the one with the cannons. Yes, the last minute and 17 seconds are awesome, but the rest of it is totally awesome too. And now you know why. Thanks for listening along with me, kids commuters. I hope you enjoyed week two of our summer listening program, the 1812 Overture. Now, time for the quiz, or as we at Kids Commute call it, the Quizlet, because it's just one question. Your question for week two of the Kids Commute summer listening program is, Tchaikovsky's music celebrates Russia's victory over another country in battle. What country is it? What country is Russia fighting against in the 1812 Overture? Send us the answer with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482, and we will send you the Week 2 prize for the Kids Commute Summer Listening Program. All right, that does it for this week's Kids Commute. For summer listeners, we will have another program for you next week. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony.
See you next time.
Interlock and Pop!